Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, some thank yous to Dole Avivor before we wrap up the phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the rest of the bets for Week 11, NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests joined us today on the program, our friend Colin Wilson from the Big Bets on Campus and the Action Network, and our teammate here on the BetMGM Network, our friend Ryan Horvath. Saturday tailgate coming up tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern, for all your college football wagering needs. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer, Jake the Snake Hassan, our associate producer, Addie Bates, our video producer, the tag team of Jason Murphy and Mike Montgomery. Monty, your first name is Mike, right? Do I have that right? Michael Montgomery? Okay. I don't know if that was on the air or not, but he said in my ear, yes. Thank you to Monty and Jason Murphy. Not exactly like Demolition or Legion of Doom if we're talking about tag teams and tag team names. Coming up after us here on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our good friend, the great Rob Brown, and our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos, and hi, Monty.
Oh, that's creepy. What is, Brad, your one favorite prop for Week 11 NFL Sunday, 30 seconds or less?
Oh, yeah, we got to take a tight end, right, against the Cincinnati Bengals. I took Pat Freiermuth, anytime touchdown at plus 240. The Bengals have given up over 80 yards per game and a dozen scores in the tight end position. On top of that, Freiermuth has scored a TD in three of his last five games, becoming the apple of one Aaron Rodgers' eyes inside the 20s. Hopefully, it's not going to be Washington or Janu. I hope it's going to be Pat Freiermuth spiking six, and I'm cashing in at plus 240. Love that wager and the value associated.
Brad, you're the absolute best. Have an awesome show tonight on BetMGM Tonight. I know because we spoke. I don't want to give your college basketball bet. Brad is betting Arizona UCLA. I'm guessing he'll give that bet out at the top of the show on BetMGM Tonight. People can look forward to that. Have a great show. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
We'll give it right now. Arizona minus 1.5. I'm out.
Oh, Brad Evans and I riding together with Arizona and Kona Pete. What could go wrong? Thank you to the great Brad Evans for joining us on the show. BetMGM Tonight coming up right after us here on the BetMGM Network with Brad and Rob Brown. All right, Jake, let's, you know what? Whatever music you want, I don't care. Dope Ass Beat or Mario music, surprise me. All right, Mario music. No matter where, dear listener and dear viewer, the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right. Rest of the slate, Week 11 NFL Sunday, Jaguars and the Chargers in Duval. The Chargers, 3-point road favorites, although It's looked like all week we might come off 3 and go down to 2.5. We are still at 3 at MGM. The total is 43.5. Aronde Gadsden going to play. Quentin Johnston questionable. Brenton Strange going to miss another game for the Jaguars. Their starting tight end. Brian Thomas Jr. questionable. I would really like for him to play for fantasy football purposes. So my handicap of this game is pretty simple. Last week, the Jaguars sacked Davis Mills twice on 47 dropbacks. And the Texans have one of the worst offensive lines in the league. The Chargers' offensive line is injury-riddled with Ault out and Slater out. You would think that the Jaguars could get pressure. I don't think it's going to happen. And also, very quietly, Jacksonville's offensive line is starting to fall apart. And here is a really good Chargers defense. I love the Chargers. I want to lay 2.5. 2.5! If it pops in between now and kickoff, I will lay the 2.5 with the Bolts on the road in Jacksonville. I'm just about done with the Trevor Lawrence experiment in Jacksonville. It's not that they gave him $200 million, but I'm just about done with Trevor Lawrence, at least for this year. All right, we move to the afternoon slate on the East Coast, the 4 o'clock slate of games. How about Brock Purdy back in the lineup for the Niners? 3-point road favorites at Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals. Total is 48.5. Ricky Pearsall also back for the Niners. For the Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr., appendectomy, he's out. I might miss another game after this, which sucks. Will Johnson out, Baron Browning out, Walter Nolan and Bam Knight both questionable. I don't want to lay 3 with San Francisco, but I do think the Niners are going to win the game. I also kind of like the over in the game. It's 48.5. Maybe I'll get there. I think what I'm going to do, and again, tune in on Sunday, I'll finalize all the bets, all the props, etc. I think what I'd like to do is money line parlay the 49ers with the Chiefs. So San Francisco minus 160 at BetMGM right now. Kansas City is minus 210. You put those two together at MGM, plus 139. I think San Fran will win, and I think Kansas City will win. I don't know about laying the number in either game. Moving on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, yeah. Seahawks and the Rams. And it's a 4:05 start, which I love. The Rams are now almost out to 3.5. This open was 2.5 on Monday, and Femi and I, 2.5. Femi and I talked about it Monday. We bet the Rams, so sitting pretty with a good number on LA. Now it's a juiced 3 for the Rams. So maybe this goes to 3.5 total. 48.5 in the game. Davante Adams is questionable. Sean McVay said earlier in the week that he expects Davante to play in the game. Torrey Horton out for Seattle, as is Julian Love and Jaron Reed on the defensive line. Look, I've got the Rams already at a good number. I would not bet Seattle here. And I think Seattle might be 2 through 53, maybe better than the Rams. And the Rams are really good. Seattle's awesome. And there's an awesome stylistic matchup in this game, right, between the offense and the genius on that side of the ball of Sean McVay, and the defense and the genius on that side of the ball from Mike McDonald and Seattle. And these two have had like pretty awesome battles, right? Even when McDonald was in Baltimore a couple years ago as a defensive coordinator. I don't want to talk about any of that. We're going to take a stroll down Narrative Street. Get your sneakers. This is low-hanging fruit. It's what you would see in the first segment on a debate show, and I don't even mean that as an insult. That's how I'm betting the game. I will pay to make Sam Darnold prove it to me. If Sam Darnold loses my bet for me, and he outduels Stafford, and the Seahawks win or cover the spread, I will tip the cap, and I will be okay with losing my money. Now, I don't want to lay like a juice 3 with the Rams. I have 2.5. I think 3 is probably the perfect number. If it goes to 3.5, I would actually, I don't want to middle of the game. But for people that don't have money on the game, if it goes to 3.5, I think you should probably consider Seattle. It just feels like a valuable number. You bet on this Friday. Ravens and the Browns in Cleveland. Baltimore, a 7.5-point road favorite. Total in the game is 39. This is another game that we need to talk about with weather, where we have, I'm just going to have the weather forecast up here, wind gusts right now of like up to 25 miles per hour in this game. And it's Friday. We'll see what happens when Sunday rolls around. But that's probably one of the reasons why the Browns have been getting bet throughout the course of the week, right? Driving this price down a little bit. Lamar Jackson is off the injury report. He is going to start. Rashad Bateman and Marlon Humphrey are out for the Baltimore Ravens. Whew. If the wind's really bad, I understand why people are betting the Browns. I don't think Cleveland ever wins this game. I don't know if that ever happens, even if the wind is terrible. I think Dylan Gabriel stinks. I don't know if we're going to see Shedeur Sanders at any point this year. We'll see. But if he has to come out, like maybe Bailey Zappi's the backup if Gabriel comes out. I don't know how the Ravens ever lose this game, even if the wind is terrible. I like Baltimore as a teaser leg. And I actually like Baltimore right now with Chicago as a teaser leg up to 8.5. We can finalize this on Sunday. I'm looking to tease the Ravens if they remain in this range, and we can figure out what leg to pair it with, like what's available coming up on Sunday. But I am going to like the Ravens some way, shape, or form in this game against Cleveland. Chiefs and the Broncos in Denver. The 5-4 Kansas City Chiefs, almost 4-point road favorites at 8-2 Denver. The intimation is if you flipped home field, the Chiefs would be like -7. Total in the game is 45. Josh Simmons and Xavier Worthy are both going to play. Isaiah Pacheco out for the Chiefs, which means you get Kareem Hunt and Breshard Smith and maybe Clyde Edwards-Helaire. E-stinks, toting the rock. J.K. Dobbins going to be out for an extended period of time for Denver, which means it'll be rookie R.J. Harvey as the lead ball carrier. Patrick Surtain out. And just wishing you know, good things for Alex Singleton, who is going to be out for the Broncos undergoing treatment for testicular cancer. We hope that he gets well. He announced that publicly earlier in the week. Look, you know I love the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. Are they going to win by 4? Like, possibly. But weird things have happened this year with Kansas City. Would I be stunned if KC won by 3 and Denver covered? I wouldn't. Would I be stunned if the Broncos won the game? I'd be absolutely freaking floored if Kansas City lost. That's why I'm telling you I like Kansas City as a money line parlay piece. I like it with the Niners. We can talk about on Sunday, like legs, things we want to pair Kansas City with, and just see if I can do this on the air right now. For the people so inclined, if you're interested, you could parlay the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Denver Broncos on Sunday with Purdue to win the national championship in college basketball at plus 1,500. Just saying for those interested. And we close Week 11 NFL Sunday on Sunday Night Football. Absolute banger, as Usher would say, from a 1 to 10, it's a certified 20. As the Philadelphia Eagles, a 2.5-point home favorite against the Detroit Lions, total 46.5. We are so close to going to 3 with Philly. Now, bad injury report for Detroit. Sam LaPorta is out. Terrion Arnold, Hayes' brother, is out. Kirby Joseph's out, as is Josh Pascal. Penei Sewell, Taylor Decker, DJ Reed, all questionable. And the Eagles, I don't know, they made the deal with Satan a few years ago. I guess they're like always pretty healthy. Like, nothing to note on the injury report. I said on Tuesday, after the Packers lost to the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. They have the best players. They win every game. And with the number being less than 3, like, of course, like, they could win by 2 or win by 1 and I could lose the bet. It's basically just like Eagles to win the game. I can't tell you how much I love that. And, like, Dan Campbell called plays last week against an ACC defense with the Commanders. Now here's the Eagles with Jalen Phillips, like on the defensive line, on the edge, rushing the passer. Best bet for me, all weekend in football, the Eagles laying the 2.5 on Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. And that does it for the Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet. Thanks to the crew. Awesome week here on the show. I am back on Sunday morning on WFAN in New York at 8 a.m. Eastern. And then myself and Sammy P, the national edition of You Better You Bet, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Yours truly and Femi back on the You Better You Bet airwaves on Monday. So until we meet again, dear listener and dear viewer, Sunday morning, I am Nick Costos wishing you a very hearty and sincere minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.